Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time check, 24 minutes past four. This is The Overdrive, 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Simon Anstey, and with you up until 6 o'clock this evening. And what we do from Monday to Thursday at 25 past four is we chat to Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases, as well as Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoup, thank you for being with us again this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Prof, so I woke up this morning to quite a disturbing headline from News 24. Now, it's kind of difficult because I don't expect you to comment on unsubstantiated information, and I know you spend a lot of time with government officials, but the headline story this morning was, according to a Pfizer leak, South African health officials didn't respond to requests for months and months to talk about COVID-19 vaccines. Do you want to say anything about that story, or I'm just fishing?
Simon, I can't really, and I, as you know, I don't speak for the Department of Health. I'm not part of them. I'm not paid by them. You know, there are some officials on our advisory committee, and that's about it. I don't really know, you know, quite honestly. I must be honest, I'm a little bit skeptical about the truth of that, but okay. I don't have a good reason to be skeptical about it, because I think that some of these media just kind of fish for stories, and I'm not sure how certainly
been a lot of that. Okay, so now that I hijacked you, let's get back to the topic at hand, okay. Which was variant COVID virus and what it is.
Yeah, this is something which is causing a lot of concern internationally. You know that there are a number of laboratories around the country, virology laboratories, which are continually monitoring the viruses that they get from specimens taken from patients, from individuals who are infected. And they monitor the virus for various things. And one of the things which is part of the monitoring process is to look at the genetic makeup. In other words, that sequence which comprises the gene of the virus. The gene is the code that kind of makes the various characteristics of the virus. Because we know this is what's called an RNA virus, and that RNA virus does mutate. It does substitute a lot of its building blocks. So up to now, they've kind of, you know, carried along. You know, occasionally there are a couple of mutations. But from October, everybody was kind of shocked, because now we've got a strain which has got 23 mutations, 23 changes in the genetic makeup. Now, these viruses are not very big, so 23 is quite a lot. And what's really important is that it has changed very important properties of the virus. And specifically, it's changed the ability of the virus to attach to the cell. You know, the virus itself has got these protein spikes on the outside, and it's these spikes which attach to a specific docking site, a receptor site, on the cell that it's infected, like a key in a lock. And what these substitutions or mutations have resulted in, that the spike protein, and particularly the part that actually binds to the cell, we call it the receptor binding domain for obvious reasons. Yeah. That particular, in fact, three mutations there. They go by the position and the gene. There's a 501, there's a 484, and a 417. Now, the 501 mutation is found quite commonly. It's actually first found in the United Kingdom, and it actually makes the virus more infectious. But we've got two additional ones in South Africa, two additional ones. So it's actually a bit more infectious even than the one in the United Kingdom. And the 484 and the 417 give it additional property changes. And that's very worrying, because some of the changes might affect how people recover from the infection or how the vaccine will work. Now, what it does in the actual protein, it changes the shape of the protein. So it's a flatter protein, the spike, and therefore the lock and key can fit more snugly. Kind of, it's a more tighter binding. It also changes the charge from negative to positive, and that also enhances the ability of the virus to attach to the cell. So these are things which are, you know, worrying. It doesn't necessarily mean that the vaccine is not going to work, but we are kind of looking out for this, for these variants and what it really means. It's now been dubbed the 501 variant 2. Variant 1 is the one they found in the United Kingdom, and this is ours. Ours is found in about 10 countries around the world, whereas the original 501, that's found quite commonly, I think, about 40 or 50 countries around the world. So there's a lot of research going around the world to see what the consequences. And tomorrow maybe I can look at what are the implications of it.
Exactly where I want you to go with it. Exactly where I want you to go with it, Prof. Because as you're speaking, I'm thinking, okay, so what do we do about it? And what does this mean for the vaccines that are currently on the market? So let's definitely deal with that aspect tomorrow, Prof.
Okay, great. Excellent, Simon. Look forward to it.
Me too. And that brings us to 4:30. Thank you so very much, Professor Barry Shoup.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.